something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you give yourself to the word will deliver you into a life of glory. Jesus had a tremendous life. Tremendous life. Tremendous life. Paul had a tremendous life. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's what he said. He said to others, my God shall supply all your need. He told them. He said, my God. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be independent of circumstances. You don't talk like that until the word of God has gained the mastery over your life. Let the word of God gain the mastery. Begin to walk in love and then learn about the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The third person of Godhead. He is the power of the great God of glory. Begin to walk with him and he'll put you through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's the power of God. He opens any door and every door. Doesn't matter what's happening. If you trust in him, nothing is too good for you. Hallelujah. He tell you, boy, relax, we'll get it. See? And then you can just keep walking your way through in life. Hallelujah. You just know you're a success. You just know. And every time you face any crisis, you see the end from the beginning. The issue is not who's going to win. You already know. You just need to know from the Holy Ghost how to plug in. Because you already can see it. At the end of the tunnel, you can see the light. You know, it's settled. You know. And then you begin to work with the Lord on how to connect between here and the end. Because I already know the end. I cannot be defeated. I already know that. I cannot be poor. I already know that. So how can I connect from here to there?
I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be sick. No, I'm not going to enjoy the luxury of being sick. And have everybody come around the bed. Okay, and they clean you up and you're there. They carry you to wherever you want to go. And then when they don't show up, you get mad. I'll never forget it. A man came some years ago to the healing school, about 2 years ago. And terrible. His wife brought him in a wheelchair. And he couldn't walk. That's why he was in a wheelchair. And I said, "Sir, what's the matter?" And then the wife began to speak to explain the situation. And I made a comment. And he didn't like the fact that his wife said what she said. You know what he did? Right in that wheelchair, he hit her. He hit her. That was a man who came to be healed. The wife who had been taking care of him brought him there. And in the presence of others, he hit her. What would he have done to her at home? No, some people don't know why their sickness is going to be forever. I'm praying for him. I said, "No." I said, "You go back and repent of your sins. When you come back, you'll be ready." Hit her. Like, and looked, gave her one terrible look. No, the man was about, past 60. Not a young man. That means he probably has spent about 30 years beating his wife. He's experienced in beating her up. Because now he's in a wheelchair and he only wishes. You see, firstly, remember, he was paralyzed on one side. See, one hand and one. So he used the only one that was left to hit her. Listen, no, you think that's bad. Listen to another one. You see, I deal with sick people a lot of times, and so I can tell you many stories. You wonder why some people go into a meeting sick and come back sick. I want to tell you why. There's this young guy. He was sick, couldn't walk, couldn't move. All he had was his neck and his mouth. All right? Now, didn't like what his mother said, and then moved closely and gave her a bite. His mother, who was trying to get him healed. He couldn't use his feet. He couldn't use his hands. All he had was his mouth, and he was going to use it for evil. You see, why did I tell you these things? Because man is himself, irrespective of his condition. Money doesn't change a man. Whether he has it or he doesn't have it, he's the same. Money is a multiplier. If you have it, it will multiply your personality. Whatever you were, you will be more of that thing that you have been. And so when you have your hands and your feet, you have all these things correct for you, you're going to be what you are on the inside. You just have two hands, so do them well. Two legs, so do them more. One mouth, to say it more. Whatever you are on the inside. So you have to work on what you are inside. That's where the problem is. It's not what you have and what you don't have. That's why God said about man, he said the heart of man is desperately wicked. He said, it is deceitful above all things. That's God talking. He says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things. Of all the things that God created, he wondered at man. When he was through with man, he said, wonderful. He knew he had done something. Deceitful above all things. He said, who can know it? Who can understand it? And then he says, it's desperately wicked. desperately wicked. What a choice of words from the mouth of God. That man is desperately wicked, desperately wicked. Do you know what it is to be wicked? The Hebrew word translated wicked means twisted. Twisted. He is desperately twisted. Oh boy. You know what it is to be twisted? You reason differently. This is the way you should go, but you are twisted. You will not go in the way you're supposed to go. Everybody is going to school. 7:30 a.m. At 10 a.m., you are in a supermarket, wandering around, trying to steal something. You are twisted. You are twisted. No, you are twisted. You thought those who were going to school were fools. Your reasoning. Why are you like this? Others want to have a job and work. You are thinking of how to outsmart everybody and steal. You are twisted, twisted, twisted. You are twisted. You understand? No, that's... Listen. Listen. Listen, that's what the Word of God says. That's what the Word of God says. He said the twisted are like the troubled sea. When it cannot rest, it casts up mire and dirt. He says there is no peace to the twisted. No peace to the twisted. He doesn't reason normally. You look at other people with their mobile phones. You are thinking of how to pick it. How to take someone's mobile phone. You are twisted. Do you know what it means to be twisted? It means you can never go straight. Your life, you see, you are bent. You can't go in the right direction. You are twisted. And only God can straighten you up. Only God can straighten you up. Your mom can't do it. Your dad can't do it. No school can do it. If you're given all the money in the world, you will still be twisted. Why is your life like that? No, think about it. Why are you like this? Why is it that you go home, you go out, and you don't know your way home in the night? Why? Yes, because your life is twisted. You sleep wherever you stop in the night. Where night meets you is where they will see you in the morning. No. Why is your life like that? It's twisted. Something has happened to you. Maybe it happened when you were younger. Maybe your family went through some hardship. Maybe your father or your mother. Maybe you went through something in life that got you twisted. Whatever it is, now you're twisted. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You can't even think right about God. You keep having questions. Are these things true? Maybe they are fake. Well, maybe they are true. Maybe they are fake. Today you believe. Tomorrow you don't believe. The next day you think it's a lie. The other day you believe. Today you ask for forgiveness. Tomorrow you reject the forgiveness. Why are you like this? I'm talking to some people here. I'm talking to someone here. And listen, this is your time. This is your opportunity. To let God straighten up your life. You can't continue like this. You cannot. You can't afford it. You can't continue like this. You can't continue like this. Why should your life be like this? Why? Why? You think God made it to be so? No. Satan got into your life. That's why you're like this. Satan got into your life. That's why you're like this. And right now, wherever you are, you know you've been living a twisted life. As I've been speaking to you, right now, get up. It's time for your life to be straightened out, and only God can do it. You know your life has been twisted. You've been living a twisted life. I want to pray for you. I want to lead you in the right path so things can change for you. You can continue like this.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.